It's Tuesday, and welcome to Tiltcast Shorts, the new show that hopes you bought RAM a month ago. I'm Nas.
I'm Jason.
I'm Rusty.
And we just got back from Thanksgiving, and everything hit the fan. So, Rusty. Yes.
What? Oh, dude. Everything hit the fan in a big way.
Well, this has been coming, but oh my God, is it dumb? All right, so the story about RAM.
RAM.
Yeah, dude. So RAM prices are absolutely bonkers right now. And it's not just RAM. What we're looking at here is a shortage that is brought on by our favorite topic these days, AI. There is a massive demand for RAM, specifically DRAM, for RAM and GPU and NAND memory for the data center. And having been in a data center in the past, I can tell you there's a lot. It's like it's a game of scale. There is so many things stuffed in a small space. But what the problem here is that there isn't enough RAM being produced to meet the demand of today's AI hungry market. With AI taking over literally people's jobs, there is more and more and more compute required, to be able to power the backbone that is, the monster that is growing in AI right now. And it is consuming all of the available chips made for, made for everything. It's everything is going up in price. Right now,
because when you think about it, much like CPUs in the great silicon shortage of a few years ago, there's a limited number of manufacturers of actual RAM chips. Specifically SK Hynix, Micron, and Samsung.
And if you, now that you brought that up, I mean, there was, back then during the silicon shortage, CPUs and GPUs, even silicon that was, that was slated to go into cars, there was shortage for that. That was relatively like focused, right? You've got, that's your compute silicon. This is the process that makes memory. And every computer requires a various amount of memory, but but you're looking at just about everything that computes is going to require some form of memory. And with it being miniaturized, these days, you're looking at SSDs as well.
Well, I was going to say
they're very similar processes.
I was going to say, me and you were talking about this. I want to say it was earlier this week. Mm-hmm. I pulled up my new egg order from this summer. So this summer, right, I upgraded my CPU and then swapped that motherboard out with the podcast machine. Mm-hmm. And back then, I want to say, and I'm not looking at my phone right now, but I want to say it was like 169, maybe 189 on the RAM. It was 64 gigs of DDR5 RAM, Crucial.
Oh, boy.
Right?
Yeah. So,
and we looked up the price and it was like Black Friday sale, $289.99. I was like, what? It's like almost double price.
I know you should have bought it. Like, okay, well, I did. So the price,
like, I already got that RAM. So, like, it's fine, right. But I ain't getting any more for a while.
And that's, from where I'm at, I build systems and, on the regular, in my day job. And there has been a call to halt on all of this. And the reason why is both DDR4 and DDR5 RAM, it's going to bleed over into, additional RAM types as well. So you're looking at like the possibility of, like DDR6, and GDDR6, things like that. It's all run off of some very similar manufacturing processes, right? And there's a shortage of it all. But the price has been climbing and has spiked, you know, just recently within the last, you know, within the last, you know, month or two. And
well, it's really climbed in about the last 2 weeks.
Well, it's really spiked in the last 2 weeks, but I've got a couple, historical, data figures to pull up here in a second. The spike in RAM prices is going to, you know, going to have a knock-on effect, right? Think about during the GPU shortage, people were going to like iBuyPower, CyberPower PCs, things like that to buy their pre-built systems just for the GPU. We're looking at the possibility of that happening for RAM. And that is crazy. All right. The price of some kinds of RAM has surged by upwards to 500%.
Yeah,
with there was SSDs going up almost double the price.
What was the – do you remember the make and model of that one that we saw on Best Buy that was $950? And I want to say it was also 64 gigs of RAM, but I want to say it was like $950 for like
I
some –
I don't have that one, but I have a couple other ones. So okay. I just did a price comparison for Crucial Pro DDR5. 64 gig kit, 6,000 mega transfers, right?
Pretty fast
you know,
stuff.
It's a decent, you know, decent kit.
Yeah, not the tip of the top, not the cream of the crop, but also pretty darn good.
Right. And as of September 16th, this is the last time I saw, you know, September 16th through the 20th, it could be purchased from Amazon for $169.99. That's, you know, that's...
It's a decent price.
Today's price is currently $438.74. And that's on a sale. As of Friday, it was $497.99. So it is more than doubled in price just for that one kit. Now, there's another one. G-Skill Ripjaws, DDR5 RAM, 64 gig kit, 6,400 mega transfers. This one's a better bin kit, right? Back in the same period of times, you know, September 16th through September 20th or so, you could get that kit brand new from Amazon for $236. As of October 28th, they sold out on all platforms at the price of $399. Today, they've got it in stock. You can buy it new from Amazon for $719.99. That is triple its price.
Yeah, mine's the G-Skill Ripjaws M5 Neo, and it was two 32 gig kits is what I got, and I got it for $189. I can't, it's not in stock on Newegg. I was looking that up while we were talking.
Right.
Well, or like something that's fairly recent and fairly applicable to your everyday gamer. A 32 gig kit of Corsair Vengeance RGB memory, 216 gig sticks, DDR5.
Mm-hmm.
August 15th, $98 on Newegg.
Yep.
Oh, well, it's went up more. So
October 10th, $140.
That
day, $410.
Yeah, that same kit, which is 6,000 mega transfers, right? DDR5.
Yeah.
If I pull it up on Amazon, which is what I just did, $369. And that's just, so, that's not two kits like I got in $189. That's one kit. So I got two kits for $189. For one kit, it's $369.
So that is.
So $720 bucks is what I should have spent.
Right. So that has more than quadrupled in price.
Good God. That's so stupid.
So not only is this, you know, this
it's like stupid, a graphics card.
it's going to affect knock-on as we go on. So right now, things may look stable for Cyber Monday, and the immediate buying season, but we're looking at a massive shortage that's going to affect pre-built systems and systems that you would normally pick up. Think the new Steam Box. Think the if you're buying consoles, if you're buying a new PC or a laptop for the holidays.
I've got I bought one of my memory cards died for my camera, right? Because flash memory after a certain little bit craps out. Haven't opened this yet, but I'm kind of glad I did because I feel like anything memory related at this point is going to become ridiculous. This is a 512 gig stick that I use in my camera, right? And I usually have one spare on me anytime I'm shooting photos because if I've had them crap out. Like I've had two crap out in the 3 years that I've been taking photos. So I always have a spare on me, right? And I picked that up because I caught it on a good price. It had a good transfer speed, right? Like, so this one's 100 megabits a second or 100 megabytes a second, which is good for those. And I was just like, oh, yeah, I saw this for $40 at Walmart. And I was just like, snag, I'll need this again at some point. And I'm glad I did. And usually it's important for photo or video work to get a fast card because, especially you Nikon users that shoot like freaking 100, 200 shots a second trying to catch that freaking airplane. When you take that many shots, it creates a pretty big, it needs speed, right? And then when you're writing 3,000 photos to your machine, you need it to not transfer at 50 megabytes a second because you don't want to spend 45 minutes transferring 200 gigs, right? You want to spend about 15 minutes. Your flash memory, I feel like that's going to go up. Not to mention what this will tie into a later story this week, pricing on new consoles, right? Like we've got new PlayStation coming out, and I think PlayStation's in a good place because they bought a lot of surplus. I don't know if that's part of our research there, but been listening to a lot of stories about this, and Sony, for whatever reason, stocked up on RAM over the last couple of years. And so they have a surplus, and Microsoft did not. So, we've got a new Xbox coming out. I'm sure that'll affect the price of that. Pretty sure it'll affect the price of the Steam Machine. I think that's a lot of why the speculation keeps going all over the place with the Steam Machine because the most expensive component is not the CPU anymore or the GPU. It's now the RAM, which is bizarre. And they're using that what do they call the laptop RAM? Is it NAND? For whatever that form factor is that you use on a laptop.
Oh, that's like SODIMMs.
SODIMMs, that's right.
SODIMM memory. Yeah.
But that all uses DRAM. SODIMM is just the form factor.
Right. But I mean, all of this uses similar silicon, right? And similar transistors. And it's all part of the same stuff that people are now using in these AI data centers, right? Like locally here in Oklahoma, we've got a bunch of data centers popping up. The AI boom is big. And I don't think that anybody knows exactly what we're using it for yet. But everybody's investing in it. Everything's being built up. And we don't have the silicon to supply all those needs, you know? Yeah, it's literally affecting everything. And just like you're saying before, like I don't think anybody thought it would grow this fast, but the level of investment that's gone into it, like NVIDIA's worth how many trillions of dollars now? It's over a trillion, right?
They went directly from being, like a graphics company to an AI company. It's crazy. Their graphics are secondary, even tertiary at this point.
Like none of us even saw that coming. Like 10 years ago, NVIDIA was just the maker of the best graphics card, right?
Right.
And
even 5 years ago, I mean, we knew their graphics cards were being used for a lot of AI generation, experimentation that was happening at the time.
Bitcoin was our biggest obstacle 5 years ago, though. That was why those 30 series cards were astronomical, if you guys remember that. Because remember me and Rusty refreshing, if you go back in old episodes, me and you were spent the better part of like 2 to 4 weeks trying to get that stupid card about this time in 2020, I want to say.
It was pretty crazy. Like I felt like I was privileged to spend, you know, the $2,000 I spent just to be done with the
Spent a lot of money.
Yeah. I was just done with the hunt at that point. It's been a solid card. But with this, with this, we're looking at yet another, another set of price increases. Like, we needed any more for the graphics cards. You know, they're already too expensive, right?
But the problem is that nobody saw this kind of growth for AI in 2 years. And realistically, that's what it has been.
It's just freaking exploded.
Because it was just 2 years ago that ChatGPT-2 released GPT-2.0. What was that first image generation? Image generator.
I don't know that the image generation is generating the growth as much as it is that companies all have AI initiatives at this point. Even the company I work for that'll go unnamed.
Yeah.
Right. We've got Gemini doing these things called gems that we're working on to create work processes and workflows with very specific instructions that everybody's going through right now. And then for, SOP, standard operating procedures, right? People are writing out rough drafts and having Gemini like redo it to create a better SOP out of the rough draft. People are using it in their emails now, right? Like, Gemini is being used all over the place for...
Which I found hurtful and ridiculous.
Yeah, you have to be careful with
that. I still find that hurtful and ridiculous to this day because I can spot an AI-edited email within seconds.
I mean, my position has me looking at a lot of emails, and I know that this is
people are getting lazy with it.
The way that things are going, there is no stopping this. The AI train, now that it's kind of been let out of its cage, it is a real monster, and it's going to have a massive. It's already having a massive impact, but it's going to have a massive impact on the future. What we're looking at.
And in our short-term future, that means don't buy RAM for now because you're going to pay more than your PC's price for it.
Not only is it becoming almost impossible to to build a PC these days, as a PC builder, just picking up the parts is, you have to take a bank loan out now to be able to do that. You didn't used to, but now the idea of getting a computer that can game has gone from being a $1,000 wish to a $3,000 or $4,000 wish, and it's not stopping. That's really concerning. We're looking at GPUs being impacted, RAM being impacted, your SSD memory going to be impacted. All of these things are going to go up in price over the next year, and it doesn't look like it's slowing down anytime soon. Just the capacity to make the RAM chips required to be able to meet demand and be able to put product on the market for people like us to be able to build computers. It's not there. And until that changes, until that, that process is more widespread instead of in, small portions of the world, we're going to have problems like this, and it's not going to go away. And that is unfortunate for everybody that has anything to do with tech. That is, whether that's for work or for game.
Well, y'all.
That's it, guys. Let us know what you're finding. Let us know what you think in the comments. And find full episodes of the Tiltcast and these audio versions of these new shorts at tiltcast.com, iTunes, and Spotify, and come back on Thursday for hopefully some better news.